I thank you, Jesus, for saving me, washing me in your blood. All sins are forgiven. All sickness and disease is gone. Satan has been disarmed. Principalities and powers have been disarmed. I have power over my flesh. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you tonight as we join together in faith and release and receive the Shekinah glory. Your presence, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I bind confusion and release peace. I bind fear and release faith. I bind sickness and release health. I bind prosperity. Are you here? You ain't gonna bind prosperity, right? Hallelujah. I bind poverty and release prosperity. I bind accidents and release safety. I bind discouragement and release confidence. I say no to Satan's will to steal, kill, and destroy. I say yes to the abundant life through Jesus Christ. Amen. So you don't want to bind prosperity, huh? Boy, people were awake here anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. I kind of nodded off, but that's all right. Hallelujah. There's somebody here who's been having this week, been having mind problems. You've had some really, really battles in the mind. And God wants you to know that he knows that you was going through that. And he's going to, if not, if it's still there, he's going to relieve you tonight. He's going to heal you from that tonight in Jesus' name. Can you believe that? Hallelujah. The kindness and love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So there's people here, you want to think on it. You're not going to put yourself in front of people and people's going to put you down. But if you've had some mind battles this week, I sensed all week that was going on. And sometimes because of the weather, people who have those don't show up. But maybe you're having it and you're here. And God wants to free you tonight. Amen? That's what Satan attacks. He attacks the mind. He throws the dots in the mind all the time. He tries to get us to oppressed and depressed. And he tries to get us to think that it's never going to happen. And my life ain't ever going to change. The finances ain't ever going to come. The healing ain't ever going to come. And that's when you have to get together with the Holy Spirit and start speaking the Word of God. And start identifying with the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen? There's a tremendous move right now. By the way, God wants me to share something with you. I was praying and he told me to write this down. This is the 11th year, right? 2011. It signifies disorder, imperfection, and incompleteness of earthly governments. Not the church now. We're talking about governments. Well, we see that going on, don't we? Well, when you turn over and look up 12, and we got a long way to go, you look up 12, and it's complete. It's all going to be turned around in 12. I really believe that God's setting the whole world up for revival. Amen? I really believe that. Hallelujah. So 11, and so don't the body of Christ don't want to take this on. We're not talking about that. We're talking about governments. United States government, all the ones overseas that's going on with all the problems and everything else. See, I knew this when 11 turned, when we went from 10 to 11. I knew it said that, but I didn't say nothing about it because we was having enough problems, no point in throwing some more stuff on it. But it's not for you. It's not for the church, you see. We're talking about the governments overseas, the United States government. But I'm telling you, come 12, that's what you're going to be expecting. Not for us. We should be blessed in 11. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? So we don't have to wait for 12 or 13 or these perfect numbers and everything else, it's here right now. He's in us right now, isn't he? Hallelujah. We have the victory right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, so God wanted me to share that with you. So when you see all the stuff going on over there, you know something? Also, me and Betty listened to a Muslim last night that was converted to being born a Christian. And he was saying that these are not Muslim nations over there that's going on. It was really interesting the way his approach to it since being born again and everything else. And hallelujah, Egypt and all these places and so on and so forth. So when we look out there and see that, I really believe there's going to be a move of Jesus Christ. I really believe he's not only going to appear over there, but he's going to come into the body of Christ. And I'm talking about worldwide body, and I'm talking about all the churches, not just this church or that church, all who is prepared and ready and waiting and expecting a supernatural move of God. You're going to get it in your life. You're going to get it in your finances. You're going to get it in your marriage. You're going to get visitations from angels and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I really believe this. I really believe the country's in such a mess. The only thing that can put this back together is Jesus. He's Lord over the universe. I know that Satan is in this world, and I know that man has destroyed a lot of good things God has created, but God's going to turn it around. And so you can expect that. So when you see all the governments overseas and here, you know, the Republicans, we got Democrats running and hiding because they don't want to be voted on certain things in Wisconsin and so on and so forth. Craziness is going on right now. I mean, you'd never believe that that part of your the government would run and hide to another state so they couldn't find them. I mean, my God. But there's a lot of things going on right now. And listen, it's out of hand. It really is. But Jesus can turn it around. It's going to take us believing for it, a move, expecting revival, a spiritual awakening, and we're going to get it. Hallelujah. We're going to get a spiritual awakening. It's going to be up there in Andrews. It's going to be here. It's going to be in places where people have been expecting it, believing it, preaching on it, and talking about the authority and the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in your life. So God don't want you taken up and occupied with mind problems. Amen? Some people have been really down this week, and God is going to turn it around tonight. You will leave here refreshed because he's here. And I believe where two are gathered in his name, hallelujah, there he is. Amen? Hallelujah. Open your Bibles if you would, please. I was studying something and God turned it all around. He ever done that with you? You start one direction, all of a sudden you go another direction. Well, you see, if the Holy Spirit's in us, and he is, then it's up to him he wants us to say the things that he wants us to say, not the things we decide, well, this sounds good. Amen. So open your Bibles, if you would, like I said, to Isaiah 53. You've all been there before. But I have a great thing about the cross, and that is this, saints. Oh, everything went out. What? This one here. I heard it. But that's because it's dirty, isn't it? And why is it going crazy? Get up there and counsel it by the Holy Ghost. Amen? Yes, there. Oh, yeah, you bet. Yeah. Come right up here. Yeah, well, you're going to. Pay attention to your pastor. See, we're on camera.
Oh, gosh.
And it's being recorded. So this is for the world.
Thank
you're sharing for the world. You're going to bless the world, right?
Yeah.
You didn't know that, but you know it now. Turn right around, smile on the camera. There you go. Praise God.
Anyway, when we were praising and worshiping the last song back here, I was praying and I asked the Lord, I asked the angels to join in with us to praise and worship our Lord and Savior. And I know it was an angel that touched me on my shoulder because I started singing differently.
Wow.
And
praise
I saw
God.
Just an open vision of just angels everywhere joining in praise and worship with us, praising the Lord.
Praise God.
During that last song.
God bless
you. It was really awesome.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, the supernatural is awesome, isn't it? Give a lot of clap offering for that. Some people were sitting right amongst it and said, well, I ain't never seen that. I can hear people thinking right now. I don't know if that's right. Well, maybe you're not charismatic. Maybe you're not full of the gospel.
We do a street.
Turn right around, face the people there. There you
hello.
Go.
Hello. Oh, girls, you know Virginia. We feed the homeless. We do a street ministry on every other Thursday. And last night I was just led. The Holy Spirit just said, "Speak." And this is the scripture that came, Isaiah 53. And I ministered to 4 or 5 men, and they all accepted the Lord last night.
Wow, praise God. Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear. That's a good test. Yes.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Are we this sounds like it's got a flat tire. Huh? Check the air, it's hot in here. You sure it ain't the Holy Ghost? We all need a little bit of fire of the Holy Ghost, don't we? Amen?
Amen, always.
Is everybody hot? Oh. I won't say no more. I'll get myself in trouble. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 53. Starting with verse 4. I was starting to say earlier, see, we sometimes, many times, try to find faith for healing. We try to find faith for prosperity. We try to find faith for overcoming the devil. And we don't have faith in the cross. So therefore, what you're trying to find faith for, if you don't establish faith in the cross where it all happened, you see, you'll never receive what you're trying to receive. So God, the Holy Spirit, wants us to understand that. Everything was done at the cross. It was finished. And so God wants you to understand, if you are trying, you know, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So He wants us to hear us saying how the cross and how He took our sins and sickness and disease. And so we should take the Lord's Supper as often as we can, bring into our remembrance that He took our sickness, took our disease. My sins are completely forgiven. And if I do sin, that's under the blood. I'm going to put it under the blood because He already took the sins on both sides. You know, the sins that when we accept Jesus Christ, He took those sins. And when we sin after, He's already died for those sins. So if you don't have faith in the cross, where all faith must be established in the cross, and you're trying to get faith over here for healing, and healing's already been provided for you, and you're trying to get faith for healing by scriptures and so on and so forth, it's the cross, saints, that you've got to have faith in. So when I had the MS years ago, and the booze problem, the drugs problem, and everything else, I had faith in the cross. That's what I finally wound up to. And I studied the cross, and me and my wife take the Lord's Supper, and I remind myself what happened at the cross and what He done for me. So my MS was on the cross. My sins were on the cross. He suffered, you see, by His stripes I am healed, but He suffered and took every sin. When John the Baptist saw Him, listen to me, saints, when John the Baptist saw Him coming, he said, "This is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." Okay? And then when John winds up in jail, listen now, when he winds up in jail, he sent word out. He says, Should I look for another Jesus, or are you the real one? But he already said that he is the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. And further on there, he says he is the Son of God. But when he got into a situation where he was in jail, he was wondering, the flesh was kind of saying, and he was wondering, should I look for another Jesus? And Jesus sent word and said, believe in the signs that I do and so on and so forth. But he already called him. He takes away this. You see what I'm trying to say? So sometimes we get in situations and we wonder if God's real. We wonder if we should look for something else. The enemy's attacking us all the time. And the reason why we don't have a strong relationship with the cross. Today, the Holy Spirit is in us to remind us everything he said and everything he's done for us. So if we're not receiving from the cross, we're not hearing from the Holy Spirit. You see? If you're hearing guilt and condemnation. So you take John the Baptist. We accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We know our sins are forgiven. But sometimes we get in conditions and we say, I don't know if this is ever going to work. I don't know if this is. We start questioning how real Jesus is. And the reason for it is because we don't spend a lot of time getting faith in the cross. We don't spend a lot of time taking communion and reminding ourselves what he done at the cross. That means you're building into the renewed mind. So when old sins arise, you respond to that when it comes into your mind. No, he took that. He suffered for me. That sin is gone. That sickness is gone. That disease is gone. Whether it's emotional disease, whether it's mind disease, whatever it may be, whether it's money problems, if you don't have faith in the cross where he defeated everything Jesus did, you see, if you don't have faith in it, and you're over here trying to get faith for prosperity, you're trying to get faith for healing, you're trying to get faith for forgiveness of sins. Sometimes sins haunt us. We sometimes start looking somewhere else. That's why people go to Walgreens. That's why people sometimes look for other things. John the Baptist says, should I look for another Lord, another Jesus? But he already knew who he was. When we get saved, we know who he is. But sometimes we get in a situation and the flesh will say, hey, you're saved, you're blood bought, you shouldn't be in this condition. But yes, you should. You know, in the Old Testament, when he brought them out of bondage, there was a short way to get there to the promised land, and there was a long way. He took them on the long way. And the reason why he took them on the long way, he wanted to clean them out of some things, you see. And if he took them the short way, he wouldn't have had the time. That's the reason why they were rebellious, and they wanted to return back there, and they jumped on Moses, and so on and so forth. God wants you to know tonight, you don't have to look any further. Everything you need was done at the cross. Everything you need was done at the cross. And he suffered for us, and we don't have faith in that. And listen now, if you come up here for healing, you'll get healed through my faith, but you got to have faith in the cross to hold on to it. That's the reason why some people come to Creative Faith. They said, for the first 2 days, I was fine. It came back. Mail don't have it. No, Jesus has it. In mail. And so I see a lot of people who lose their healing, who lose their peace. God wants you to understand tonight. Let's just read here and let God, the Holy Spirit, minister to us. Hallelujah. So remember now, you don't want to be looking for something else. You don't want to be looking all through the scripture. How can I get healed? How can I have prosperity? You see, I'm going to have to quote 20,000 scriptures, pray in tongues for 5 hours a day, and so on and so forth. And if you put the cross over there and you don't have no faith in the cross, it will not happen. And I'll show you the key why it won't happen. I'll show you tonight why it won't happen. Now, that doesn't mean someone's faith that he's built, that faith of Jesus in him or her, can touch people and they get healed. I'm not saying that. They can. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So try to understand, saints, if you want to go in ministry, if you want to lay hands on people, if you don't have a great faith in the cross, and you can get it in the cross, you'll have trouble setting people free. You'll have trouble flowing in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because what you're trying to do, you're trying to get it done, and it's already done at the cross. So when I got that light and that revelation from the Holy Spirit, because He's in me to teach me and bring to my remembrance everything Jesus done and everything Jesus said. Amen? And so we have this wonderful teacher, counselor, comforter, strengthener, Holy Spirit in us to make sure that we receive the benefits of the cross. That's what Psalms 103 is about. Do not forget my benefits. Well, if you're over here, and you're trying to get faith, and you have no faith in the cross, you'll be like John the Baptist. Should I have to do something else? Do I have to turn around three times and spit? Why is it not happening in my life? Because faith don't come. It comes by hearing, but you got to hear yourself speaking what happened at the cross. It's the cross of Jesus Christ that's going to free you. And you say, well, I know that. No, if you're not free, you don't know it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53, starting in verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. That sickness and disease right there. And I'm not going to get into all the things and so on. But he carried our sickness and our disease. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. You see, they beat him. He was wounded for us. I must have faith. So I'm going to take the Lord's Supper at home. And I'm going to bring into my remembrance as often as I can what happened at the cross. Why? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The more I hear what he done at the cross, the more I'm renewing my mind, and the more I'm building it into me. That's why he says, do this as often as you can. So you want to bring into your remembrance what happened at the cross, because what you're going to do is be spinning your wheels over here trying to get faith, you see. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God, the Holy Spirit, wants you to say, he took my sins, he took my sickness, he took my disease, he took my poverty. He defeated Satan. He defeated principalities and powers. So you take the Lord's Supper and you bring that into your remembrance and you speak it. Faith comes by hearing. You're renewing your mind. Faith comes by hearing. You hear yourself saying this. Eventually, it's built into you. It becomes a part of you. What you're doing is moving the mind of Christ into your mind. 1 Corinthians 2:16, we have the mind of Christ. So God wants you to understand is a lot of people today are trying to get faith for something. You see, but I'm telling you, I believe the Word of God, the Holy Spirit is teaching us, if we don't have faith in His healing of what happened at the cross or the forgiveness of His sins, you know, some people are tormented with condemnation and guilt and sin in their old life. And you know why you're tormented? You have no idea what happened at the cross. Your faith is not in. He took those sins. We're tormented because we haven't now released it to Jesus. We haven't confessed it. We haven't really spoken by faith, allowed the Holy Spirit to help us. That's the reason why people go weeks, months, and years and tormented in their minds. Because they don't have faith in the cross. They don't look at this. They don't take the Lord's communion. You see, they wait for the church to do it once a month or whatever. We do it here once a month. And then we go through this little thing, you know, and we take the communion. We drink the grape juice. Listen, saints, you got to have a personal relationship with Jesus. If you're tormented and something had happened in your mind, something that's happening now, you don't know the power of the cross. It doesn't mean you're not saved. God wants you tonight to let the Holy Spirit move in you, to let Him remind you what Jesus said and the things He done for us. And He's going to, and I'll show you what I mean here later in a minute here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Born our griefs and sorrows means physical afflictions and human sickness. He took it on the cross. So I'm going to take the Lord's Supper, and I'm going to say, He took my sorrows. He took my physical afflictions. He took human sickness. He took my sickness. He took my disease. He defeated Satan. He defeated principalities and powers. He gave me authority over the flesh. But if I'm over here trying to get it, God wants you to confess it here because there's a process that's going on. You're renewing your mind. You're building that into you. You're building that into you. You're hearing yourself say, wait a minute, that sin that's tormenting me or has tormented me, you see, He took that. But if you're over here trying to get faith to get rid of that sin thought, and you don't have a relationship with the cross, and you don't have faith in the cross, it ain't ever going to go. You got to show Satan, and you got to tell him that you know that he took it at the cross, and you're not going to allow it in your mind or your emotions. Can you receive that? See, we don't spend enough time at the cross. We don't spend enough time finding out what Jesus done for us. And when you don't receive his love. That was love at the cross. And so if I'm going to confess what he done at the cross by taking the Lord's Supper and bring it to my remembrance, I'm bringing his love into me. He loved the world. He gave his son. He died for the world. He took all the sins. Man has ruined the world. Amen? Hasn't it? The local governments, and God put them in place, and they've ruined it. So God wants you to understand. Hallelujah. Oh. In verse 6, we all like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us. My God, saints, if we're tormented by sin, we don't have no faith in the cross. Amen? We don't have no... He took that sin. What about if I sin after? He took all sins. So if I get born again, he took those sins. If I sin after that, he took that sin. That's why he says in 2 Corinthians 10, bring it into the obedience of Jesus Christ. Bring it unto the blood of Jesus Christ. Because he took it. When he died once and for all. He died for all sin. And everybody in here is going to sin. One way or the other. Because that which is not of faith is sin. So we're all going to sin, but he took it. Amen? So I must discover daily feeding myself what the prophet Isaiah saw down through time and what he saw. Amen? Hallelujah. He was oppressed, he was afflicted in verse 7, yet he opened not his mouth. You know, we get into a little thing and we start complaining. Oh, how come I'm going through this? We like John the Baptist. Should I look for something else? Should I look for something else? Something else maybe will work. Maybe I'll go over and see Mayo over there and see if he's got anything new I can work on. That's what people do. I just need to get rid of this, so I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go over to Andrew's over there and see if someone's got something new. So you can go from classroom to classroom, and you can get all kinds of ideas, all kinds of opinions. All we need to do is take the Lord's Supper and bring into our remembrance and have faith in the cross. See, when all the things I used to do, the gun, everything, you see, he forgave it all. The first time I spoke, the Assembly of God pastor opened the church to me, and I told my wife, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to empty myself out. She said, are you going to say everything? I said, I'm going to say everything. Everything. And I had this encouragement, anointing from the Holy Ghost to empty myself out. Oh, I ain't saying that. Everything you hold, you'll give ammunition to the devil. Believe me. Because he took it at the cross, and you are becoming your great protector. Not the cross, you are. So I stood up in front of these people, and it's a small town of 1,000 people, approximately. And guess what? You know how small towns are? I didn't know that. But then time when I done that, I was freed. And I told them everything. I mean, I told them about the drugs. I told them about slitting my wrist. I told them about some robberies I never got caught at. I told them about all kinds of things. I'm glad there was no detectives in there. That's what I did. And the devil left me. That potty head left. You can ask my wife. I stood up there, and then I was going to be a great Jimmy Swaggart man, and I started preaching. I couldn't even remember what I studied. Then I said, oh, what am I going to do? Well, the platform was about this high, so I sat on the edge of the platform. And I closed my eyes, and I just started spouting scriptures, everyone I could think of. Then I stopped. I said, who wants prayer? The whole place filled up. People had rashes, and it left them. A lady looked like she stuck her head in a electrical thing. The hair stood up on her head. I was seeing all kinds of supernatural things. Because, see, I had nothing in me to stop the anointing. I just emptied it out. And so ever since then, I've had this relationship with the cross. So me and my wife take communion twice, and then every day I'm in there confessing. I thank you, Jesus, you took my sins. And I go through what he done for me. You see, I bring to my mind. So my faith is in what he's already done. That doesn't mean I'm not going to quote scriptures and try to build faith. And there's different types of faith in scripture. It's all God's faith, but different types of faith and so on and so forth. That's why I pray in tongues a lot. I build up my most holy faith. And so God wants you to know tonight, you don't have to put up with that sin that's been years ago is still tormenting you. You know, all sickness and disease, most of the time, the body is subject to the mind. It comes through probably some old sin in your life you can't get rid of. It's really messed up the brain. It's given the body permission. So I stood up in front of them people, man, and I emptied myself all out. I do it today. If someone comes in my office, I tell them whatever I feel, whatever comes to me. That's the Holy Ghost. I don't sit there and say, I wonder if he can handle this. I wonder if she can handle this. I wonder, you see, if she's built me up, well, I'm coming down, ain't I? I ain't going to be big in her eyes. Jesus is, or his eyes. So I just open myself up and, oh, yeah, I did that. I went through that. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you blessed? Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So we don't want to look like be like John the Baptist. We don't want to be looking for something else. Everything you need is at the cross. It's through the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So when you was water baptized, he died. We bring into our remembrance, we take communion, his death. We bring into our remembrance our death. When we were water baptized, we died. We resurrected like he did to walk in newness of life. So when you come out of the water, you don't come out with just getting wet looking for a certificate. What you got to do is realize we're imitating his death, his resurrection. And when you come out of the water, man, you start confessing. I'm dead to that sin. I'm dead to that disease. I'm dead to that sickness. I'm dead. I'm a dead man walking. Hallelujah. But if you don't want to get wet, some people, I'm afraid of water. Will you sprinkle me? No, you'll have to go to the Methodist church. We don't sprinkle here. We dunk you twice and pull you up once. Hold your nose. Hold your breath. So when I bring into my remembrance the death of Jesus through communion, his death, that's what I'm doing. I'm swinging over. Well, I died too. This is a faith statement. I died too. And when I came out of that water, I resurrected. And so my identification, if I'm going to get healed, stay healed, you see, then I'm going to identify with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And I'm going to look in Scripture how I can take on, knowing that if he died, I understand I'm supposed to die with him and everything else. But he gave us water baptism so something in the, so we can have a reality of, we can have a real experience about it. Hallelujah. The atoning work of the cross, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, saints, we're always trying to get Well, you can't get healed. Well, maybe you have unforgiveness in your heart. Well, if you go check at the cross, he took the unforgiveness. He took the bitterness. See, anger comes out of bitterness. It's a root of bitterness. But he took bitterness. He took everything. We're not finding out what he took, and we're not speaking it by faith, identifying with it, renewing our minds with it. What you're over here trying to get faith, you see, and you're not giving him. The Holy Spirit said, go to the cross and examine the cross. He died for you. He suffered for you. He took all your sickness, all your sins, and all your disease. He took your poverty. Why are you having poverty problems? Because you're trying to get faith and you're trying to tithe to get money, but Jesus Christ took your poverty. And it's not wrong to tithe now. We don't take up collections here because God's leading us a different way. We're doing something different. We're being obedient to what God told me to do. Hallelujah. Turn to 1 Peter. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2, 24 and 25. Who himself bore our sins. I don't know why we walk in sin. Because we don't have faith in the cross. Hallelujah. Who himself bore our sins in his own body. See, the cross of Jesus was about the physical part of his body. So we should have all the benefits for our physical body. He suffered in his physical body. So why are we suffering with sin? Why is sin beating us up? Why is guilt and condemnation beating us up? Why is mind problems beating us up? Why is lack beating us up? Because we're over here trying to get faith, and we have no faith in the cross. Hallelujah. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins... See, saints? We haven't died to sin. What we do is we take communion, and you say, I've died. Listen, if he died, he might live for righteousness by whose stripes you were healed. You see, God wants you to understand that your faith has got to be in the cross. He took the gifts, 1 Corinthians 12, those gifts are connected to the cross. So, if first of all, if I need healing, there's a gift of healing. If I need a miracle, there's a gift of miracle. If I need a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, a prophecy, a discerning of spirits and stuff, that's all belongs. But that's connected to the cross that gives us victory. And the Holy Spirit wants to release that to us. And I'll show you something here in a minute before we go on to 25 first. For you are like sheep going astray, but have not returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls. See, sometimes we go astray. Sometimes we're like John the Baptist. Sometimes, should I go over here and try to find something different? I need to have something new. I need some light. I need some revelation. You see, you can come over here and I give you all the light and revelation. You see, saints? But if you don't have light and revelation of the cross, you'll never be free. You'll never be free. You'll always be tormented with guilt and condemnation and sin. And they'll always be, oh, my hip, my back, man. What did I do wrong? I must be in sin. This came on me. And you know what it is? People don't come to charismatic Pentecostal churches to hear about the cross. They want to hear about the supernatural. The cross is supernatural. If you don't hear nothing else, saints, and you never come back here, but you start studying the cross and confessing the cross, if I never see you again, I'll see you in heaven. You know what you'll say? You know that message you preached on the cross? It set me free. I lived for many years after. Well, how come you didn't come back? Oh, I don't like you. I like what you say, but I don't like you. Now, in heaven, you ain't going to say, sucker, I'll punch you. Because that won't be in your mind. That won't be in your thoughts. I'm going to meet a lot of people. You know something? I'm not even coming out of my mansion. I'm going to go, I'm staying here. The answering thing is shut off. The phones are shut off. Go next door. Peter's over there. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Amen? Turn to Matthew 8:17. Matthew 8:17. Yeah. I've done some strange things in front of people. I was running all over the state, man. Getting rooms, man, putting chairs in it and holding miracle services. I didn't care what they think about me, and I knew what they thought. I could just look at their face. You see, people sit there going. And almost sometimes they can't stop it. You know these things they put on desks and you take the, it's a little bird or something, you get them going. The Christians keep drinking, but they're drinking the wrong stuff. Satan watered down the wine. I told a story about a month ago, a couple of weeks ago, that years ago my dad used to buy wine, the big thing like this, and I'd drink it and put water in it. It wasn't a good idea to do that, but I did it anyway. But the whole idea behind it was, has Satan watered down your wine? Weather new wine. Has he watered it down? Has he stopped you about speaking in tongues or believing in the supernatural? Has he said, oh, people shouldn't shake, people shouldn't do this, and people shouldn't fall down, people shouldn't do this? Has he watered down the new wine? Think about it. Hallelujah. What did I say? 17. He fulfilled the... See, we need to fulfill. Isaiah saw down through time, and Jesus fulfilled it. And this is what he said, that it might be fulfilled. 17, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so... you're not going to fulfill that prophecy of Jesus that he took our sins and sickness if we don't have a relationship with the cross. If we don't understand what happened to have faith in the cross, you're not going to fulfill the prophecy of Jesus. The body of Christ will not fulfill the prophecy of Jesus. If he said he took your sin and you're tormented with sin, you're tormented with mind problems, you see, you can fulfill the prophecy by getting a relationship and a faith in the cross and the Jesus Christ. When he suffered for us, he died for us, everything was wiped away, sin, sickness, disease, poverty, demons, principalities, and powers. And we're trying to get it over here somewhere else. Hallelujah. So, if you want to fulfill the prophecy of Jesus, you're going to have faith in the cross. Else you're going to be tormented with poverty. You're going to be tormented with sin, sickness, and disease all your Christian walk. And you're supposed to have battles. See, we want a shortcut. The people that came out of bondage, and they wanted to go the short distance. They wanted to go the shortcut, but God says no. So he guided him with him. It's his presence. The fire by night and the cloud by day. You remember that? But it wasn't a short distance. He took them the long way. And what he was doing, he was correcting them, and he was causing them to be obedient. They didn't become obedient. That's with us. Sometimes our journey is the long way. Sometimes we go out in the desert. Sometimes we're by ourselves. Sometimes the road is lonely. Sometimes there's potholes in it. But everything is for the glory of God, and he's going to build himself into you. You know when John the Baptist said, I must decrease? We got too much of ourselves in the way. See, John had to die. He had to leave because they were looking at John. Now they had to look at Jesus because Jesus had arrived in the scene. So when Jesus arrives in your life on the scene, you say, you got to decrease. You got to get over your emotions. You got to get over your cultures and your family things and so on and so forth. You got to decrease. You got to let Jesus come alive in you. And the Holy Spirit is going to teach you. So if you want to fill the prophecy of healing... you see, there is a gift of healing, but if you don't have a faith in the cross, you'll never get healed. I know people who go to the grave with sin, torment, sickness, and disease. I know it. I had a friend of mine who was with me for 7 years, showed up this past week, and his wife died. His wife, I can say it now, Larry wouldn't mind, his wife, when she was young, got raped by her dad, and she killed him with a shotgun. And I ministered to that girl for weeks and months and years. Found her in a hospital up against a wall wrapped in a blanket. I had gone down to pray for Larry's mother. Hadn't ever met Larry's mother. Gone down to pray for Larry's mother, you see. And so what happened is, after 7 years, I was really seeing some mentoring, and the Spirit of God was coming alive in both of them. They left the church. Never went to any other church. Left. She got into some kind of lifestyle and everything else, so she died. Great lady. Great lady. Can you imagine being raped by your dad and you kill him with a shotgun? And you're going to have to live with that? It took me 5 years to get her to identify with the cross, the forgiveness of Jesus. This woman went through some things. See, I'll hang in there with anybody. I've hung in there in 3 and 4 years. I think Larry was with me 7 years. I'm telling you, if I can get people to come to the cross and really see it for what it is, and then have faith in it, because I went through this, I'm not being raped or anything like that, but I went through the drugs and the booze. My mom left when I was 5, and I can go on and on and on and on and on. And I was tormented. I joined the Marine Corps at 17 years old. All I wanted to do was kill. What do you think that's coming from? I was controlled by demons. If they asked me to volunteer, I volunteered for everything. See, I caught on real quick. I was street smart. So when the DI said, who's got a driver's license? I said, oh, I ain't raising my hand. Oh, boy, everybody. He said, take those wheelbarrows and move that sand. I went, you didn't get me, ha, 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 ha. See, that's what the devil does. Who's anointed? Go cast out that demon. Pull her out of a wheelchair. And what happens, it may not happen right away. So now you say, I need some more light. Should I look for something else? Into yourself. You're not telling people, you're telling yourself, should I look for something else? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I told you I'd give you a little key here. Turn to John 16, 13. Hallelujah. King James says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, excuse me, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me. You see, how does the Holy Spirit glorify Jesus? By telling you and teaching you and counseling you, he took your sin. He took your sickness. He took your disease. The Holy Spirit's in you to glorify Jesus. And it grieves the Holy Spirit when we're still controlled by sin and guilt and condemnation. He wants to say, I want to glorify Jesus. I'll take from Jesus. Well, what is he going to take from Jesus? He's going to take from the cross. He'll take from the cross, the Holy Spirit will, that has been completed. There has been the suffering. There has been a death and a resurrection, you see. And the benefits of the cross, he will take the Holy Spirit from Jesus and release it into you and teach you that your sins are forgiven, that you can be healed, that you can receive power over Satan and principalities and powers. You see how that goes? That's the key. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. Healing is Jesus's, and it comes through Jesus. And the gifts of the Spirit, of course, and so on and so forth. Hallelujah. Let Jesus have the glory tonight. If you got a mind problem, let him free you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said, he will take of mine and declare it to you. See, whatever you need, power over Satan, power over principalities and power, power over the flesh, power over sin, power over sickness, the Holy Spirit will take from Jesus and give to us. And the Father says, I give everything to my Son. And when he went to the cross, saints, see, you can learn to receive forgiveness. You can learn to walk in it. You can learn to walk in prosperity. You can learn to see, have visions and dreams and see into the realm that she was seeing tonight. You can learn that. God, the Holy Spirit will teach you that. So you can experience God, his presence, his realm. So the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to take from Jesus. He's going to teach you and I to identify with the cross, and then he's going to show you and teach you how you can take that forgiveness. He took your sin and get that forgiveness of sin in your life. And get that healing, you see. He took your sickness and disease. The Holy Spirit will take from Jesus, and he'll teach you what you have to do. It belongs to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, I have faith in my rights in Jesus. That's your right to be forgiven, to be healed, to be loved by God, to be forgiven by Jesus. That's your right as a daughter, a son. Amen? That's your right. That comes under that agreement, that covenant. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. People here are tormented by sin, tormented by people, what people have said. You're tormented. That's why you have emotional trouble. That's why you have mind problems. You're tormented because you have no faith in the cross and you haven't allowed the Holy Spirit to take from Jesus and teach you how to receive from the cross. You have to ask the Holy Spirit. What's the Amplified say in 13, Steve? 16, 13 first. When he, the Spirit of truth, giving Spirit, comes, he will guide you. See what he's going to do? He'll guide you all into all truth. The truth is, he took your sin, sickness, and disease. The whole full truth. For he will not speak in his own message or his own authority. You see, he's here to glorify Jesus, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. See, he will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce, declare it to you, the things that are to come and the things that will happen in the future. So if you're talking about the cross came, and now he wants to declare to you that you're forgiven. You're born again Christian, you're forgiven. You're healed. You see what that says there, saints? The Holy Spirit is not going to do it he's going to take from Jesus. He's going to take, and it's going to bring glory to Jesus. You see that? Read that over. Just kind of sit there for a minute and ponder that. He's the Spirit of truth. He won't lie to you. He's the Spirit of truth. Amen? Hallelujah. So he'll not speak his own message. It's not going to come out of him. I'm telling you, saints, when the cross came and Jesus fulfilled what the prophet said, Isaiah said, the Holy Spirit's going to take. So that was some future things that was going to happen. Jesus goes to the cross. He wants you to see down through time. And to see yourself, you see, your sins and sickness and disease and Satan defeated on the cross. Then you want to see him dead. Then you want to see him resurrected. Then you want to have the understanding of the water baptism. You died. You was resurrected. You now can confess the very things. Amen? Hallelujah. Go to 14 now, Steve, please. 16, 14, Amplified. He will honor and glorify me because he will take of, receive, draw upon what is mine and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. See, if you get faith in the cross, he's going to transmit that to you. He's going to declare to you. Don't put up with that sin. Don't put up with that's in your mind. Don't put up with that generational curse. Don't put up with my family all had heart problems and cancer problems and lung problems and diabetes and so on. Don't put up with that because he took it at the cross. Amen? Hallelujah. He'll transmit it to you. Why? You see, He's in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is in us. So you want to pray some time, spend some time praying in tongues, and you want to be quiet? And He's going to give you what you need. God said, I'll supply all your need. Amen? According to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So if you need to know about forgiveness, if you need to know about healing, if you need to know about the gifts, if you need to know about His grace, if you need to know about His mercy, if you need to know about His compassion, if you need to know about His love. See, this lady over here, I'm just using this example, she may need to know about God's love. Kathleen here. The next one over may need to know about God's delivering power on the cross. Well, He's not going to tell her about the love, although that is love. He's going to tell her how to walk out of it. Amen? Hallelujah. 15, Steve, please. Everything that the Father has is mine. This is the Lord speaking now. That is what I meant when I said that He, the Spirit, will take the things that are mine and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. Everything the Father has is in Jesus. We have the Spirit of the Father and the Spirit of Jesus. And He wants to. You know something, saints? You need to stop floating around everywhere trying to find light and revelation, trying to experience God. You need to experience God within you. See, I can go in my prayer closet at home, and I can just worship and praise Him and pray in tongues and get so satisfied, so full of light and revelation. It's nice to have you come here, you see, but listen, saints, He's here. You ought to get it from Him. Amen? You need to get it from Him, saints. So the Holy Spirit, it's a very powerful teaching. So He wants you to understand the cross. The devil wants you to understand sin, sickness, and disease that you can't get out of it. That's his whole deal. He has come to kill and steal and rob. Amen? To rob you of the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Well, if you're trying to get faith for something, ask the Holy Spirit to show you the cross. If He defeated poverty, I'm trying to get money. He defeated poverty. Where's my faith going to be? Now, you're supposed to tithe, but if you're tithing to get prosperity or money, you see, the 30, 60, 100 fold, whatever that may be, but you don't have, you see, Jesus said, buy from me gold refined in the fire. All the gold belongs to me, all the silver. You know what we're trying to do? We're trying to tithe our way. Now, it doesn't mean it's the heart thing. If you're trying to do it through giving, I expect it back, God. He's already done it at the cross. Our faith has got to be in the cross. He took poverty. We ain't supposed to be broke. But the devil's trying to get us off. And we're like John the Baptist. Should I find another way of doing this? That's what we're doing. If you don't get a relationship with the cross, saints, I'm telling you, you'll never be free. You'll never be free. I don't care anybody tells you. You come back and see me if I'm still around. 10 years from now, and you haven't got a relationship of faith in the cross, you will never be free. I got talking to a guy a couple of days ago, and I told him me and Betty have been married 53 years. He said, well, I've been married 3 times. No, there's a lot of people who have been married a couple, 3 times. And we ain't to judge them people. The point I'm trying to make here is there's something wrong, because he said he was a Christian. There's something wrong with the relationship. There's something wrong with the cross in that person. There's something wrong with the heart. But we are not to judge them people. What we try to do is to try to instill upon them there's something you need to find out about Jesus. And he'll give them the marriage you're in now, he'll give you the victory in that marriage. He ain't going to beat you up. He ain't going to judge you. He ain't going to condemn you. He's going to get you to be happy. Because once you learn the cross and once you learn the things of the cross and it starts working in your life, it's a sad time, you know, about the church. And there's so many people sick, so many people diseased, so many people that are caught up in pornography and homosexuality and all kinds of different things. See, I think we're supposed to be able to free them people, aren't we? Don't Jesus love them all? He may not love what they're doing, but he don't love what I'm doing sometimes either. If I go home, man, and say a word and say, oh, who's running the temple, Elry? Jeez, I think I broke my foot. Hallelujah. You can't break that plastic anyway. I always use my right foot. I don't want to get home and look at my toe and it's going, mm-mm. You see, saints, we've got to expect this spiritual awakening. We're not going to get it if we don't identify with the cross. Because you know something? If we have a spiritual awakening, there's going to be people come through this door. Some ain't going to smell good. And they're going to sit beside you. I can't stand this. You know something? We're supposed to be able to drive in the traffic and still concentrate on Jesus. We always want things comfortable. Did you smell that? Well, I don't know. What did it smell like? No, I didn't smell nothing. When I had MS, my smell went and my taste went. I can just smell a little bit, so that's a good thing. If somebody don't smell, they say, "Do you smell that, Pastor?" "No, I smell nothing." God said, "I'm going to have you minister to a lot of dirty people. I don't want you smelling it and get off on track and jump the track and start thinking about your smeller instead of start thinking about the Holy Ghost." Everybody says, it's distracting. I was listening to someone the other night, and they don't want people having flags in the church. It's distracting. The trouble is, saints, it don't take much for us to jump the track. Well, I can't concentrate. You're not supposed to be concentrating. You're supposed to be walking in the Spirit. I can't think. You're not supposed to be thinking. Because you'll get into stinking thinking. Did that bother you, Elvin? No, it didn't bother me. I laid hands on a homosexual one time. You could hear him 3 blocks away. My wife said she thought her eardrums were going to bust. She said to me, I said, I didn't hear nothing. Well, he went out three or four times in the Spirit and came off the floor, and he said it felt like a tree was being ripped out of his stomach. Well, that would hurt, cause somebody to scream. But I didn't hear it, and I'm right close to him, laying hands on him. See, we're afraid to lay hands on those type of people and other people. You know why? That spirit may jump on me. Get out of here. Did they ever jump on Jesus? Well, don't you have Jesus in you? What are you identifying with, your flesh or Jesus? That's what people used to tell me when I was growing up in the Spirit. Oh, Elroy, don't touch them people. That spirit jump on you. Well, it never did. That sickness come on you. That cancer come on you. That spirit come on you. Then you need to go back in your prayer closet and pray for a month. And get faith in the cross. And you look at your mentor, Jesus, and did they jump on Jesus? They knew who he was. They know who you are. Over the years, 34 years, I've prayed for all kinds of people. All kinds. Rich, poor, all kinds of people. Hallelujah. Well, so we don't want to judge, right? We want to identify with the cross. That's his love. You see, the Holy Spirit will release the gifts into your life and through you. And some of you have gifts here right now. You know what the enemy's trying to do? He's trying to get you out of your gifting. You know, maybe you smelt something. Maybe you have a mind problem. I can't pray when I'm thinking this way. I can't pray. You gotta persevere, saints. You gotta press on through it. And it's not easy. You gotta press through your thoughts, you gotta press through your hurts, you gotta press through your rejection. There's somebody here who's having rejection. You gotta press through it, saints. All I'm trying to do is get you on the highway of holiness and victory. I'm not trying to judge. I'm not trying to put anybody down. I'm trying to get you on the highway of victory. Because when this spiritual awakening comes, God's going to need everybody that's open to him. And if you got these little tweaks where, I can't pray for her, I can't pray for him, that spirit may come on me. You know, I can walk in places and I can feel the spirits. But they ain't ever come on me. I mean, I prayed for ladies, people who had that, what do you call it, anorexia, what do you? Well, man, I went home and ate. I didn't go home and eat crackers and throw it up. See, I went home, and the devil said, you shouldn't eat. I said, shut up, I'm eating. Amen? Huh. We got to be bold, saints. Amen? I'm just kind of floating around here, finding out where the Holy Ghost is going. Praise the Lord. I don't want to fall on my face. Praise the Lord. Oh, I said something earlier, didn't I? Something about mind problems? Way, way back when. Right? See, listen. Any God can stand there and load a Noah's Ark and cause animals to go up in there. And they didn't even eat their own diet. They drank milk. Can you imagine a lion, man, if you don't feed him meat? And he's satisfied with milk? I wonder why he can't do it with us people. Because the animal didn't argue with God. All those animals living together. Can you imagine a lion sitting out there looking at it? Here comes a little lamb walking by. And God says, no, you won't. And he didn't do it. Amen? Hallelujah. Why can't he control us? Well, he had trouble controlling the human beings out in the desert, didn't he? You know why? We just don't know how to decrease. It's all about us. We don't know how to decrease. Like John says, they're looking at me. They got to look at Jesus. Here comes the one that takes away the sins of the world, Lamb of God. He is the Son of God. I got to get out of here. You got to get out of yourself. It's not about you. It's about the God in you. And until such time as you decrease, you're always going to be looking for something else. Should I go over there? You'd be like John the Baptist. Should I expect something else? Should I be looking for something else? See, I'm satisfied with the cross because I have a light. I haven't arrived, saints, but I have a light in Revelation. That's what set me free from booze, mind problems, drugs, and multiple sclerosis and everything else. That's what set me free. So I'm like one of those lions, man. You're not eating that no more, Ellery. Okay. Hallelujah. Do you believe God did that? Put all those animals up there? I'm telling you, there's going to be a spiritual awakening. And the only way you're going to handle it is to identify with his cross. Find out what he did. Take the Lord's Supper and start telling yourself what he done for you. Build it into your mind. Renew your mind with it. Someday you're going to wake up and your mind's going to be free. Your body's going to be free. Your wallet's going to be free. And you're going to say, how did all that happen? Hallelujah. Amen? Okay. Those who have any mind problems or any problems or want prayer, I don't want to single you out, because when someone comes up here, if you say, just mind problems, I knew. God showed me that. Oh, yeah. Look the way she's walking. Yeah, look at the countenance on her face. Look at the countenance on his face. Oh, I knew that. So I ain't going to do that. I'm not going to single it out right now. God's telling me that if you want prayer, if it's a mind, if it's a body, if it's lungs, if it's kidneys, if it's a back, if it's a shoulder, amen? Then come up here in Jesus' name. Anybody who wants prayer, put that on if you would, Jeff, please. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Just give it to Jesus, amen? Just give it to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, just worship him for a minute, saints. See if you can't get everything out of your mind. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The presence of Jesus. The power of Jesus. Glory to 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh! Through his mind, all through his mind, the peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, the peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, oh, oh, the peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, hallelujah. Holy Jesus, Holy Jesus, hallelujah. The peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. God says, my daughter, my grace is sufficient. You will have favor. You will have my grace. Not let the enemy come and take you away from my grace. Let him have you, cause you, let him not cause you to do a lot of religious works. Just stand with me and stand in the power of my cross and the resurrection power. Just stand in my grace. I told them in the Bible that my grace is sufficient. I repeat that to you. My grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. You will have favor. You will have favor. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I declare it and speak it into existence, into your life. You will have favor. There'll be no spirit of fear. It's bound in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. God says, my son, you're going to receive a greater amount of my peace. And you're going to lean not to your own understanding. You're going to acknowledge me. And I'm going to direct your path. I'm going to put in your mouth through my spirit the words that you will speak and the words that you will say. They will not come against or take you down. For you'll stand in my strength and you'll stand in my wisdom. And it shall flow out of you. And unbelievable, you'll say, this is unbelievable because they're going to come in agreement with you. They're going to come in agreement because of me being in you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. What is it, Lisa?
Benay.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Benay, God is speaking to you now, and he's saying to you, you've been concerned about a bridge crossing over, but God said it's all been built by my power. You will never lose your way. You will walk in the footprints I put before you. And as each step is laid down, the shoes you have on are the right size to walk in my footprints. And you shall receive. You shall receive the promises that are yes, yes in me. And they will come available to you. All of a sudden, there's going to be a veil that keeps open. And every time you do something by trusting and have faith in me, there's kind of be like a veil, like a curtain that opens to you. You may not see the curtain, but you'll receive the light. The light and the revelation of what that curtain is revealing to you. And it's going to build you up. The enemy is not going to be able to attack you like he's saying and claiming he's going to. Or he's going to shut you down or destroy your move. God says, around you, I've got angels. I've got the presence of the Holy Spirit within you. For greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. God says, I'm encouraging you tonight, my daughter, that you will walk forward. You'll be led by my Spirit. There'll be times when you'll sense, I really don't understand what you're saying, Lord. But wisdom will come, because if you persevere, wisdom will come. And God says you'll have the understanding of exactly the steps you're taking, and why you had to turn left here, and why you had to go over here, and why you had to go over there. God says, be cautious and be careful, because the enemy comes to rob and steal and destroy, but you're going to walk in the abundant life. I speak to you tonight. I speak right down into your heart, and you're going to feel the presence of my Spirit come alive in you. And the things that I'm saying to you tonight, my daughter, it's going to come even greater and greater to you. It's going to cause an explosion of the anointing of my Spirit within your life. For you do have an anointing, but you have never had the Spirit come upon you the way I'm saying is describing is going to. For you'll be guided by a light. There'll be light all around you, and there'll be blue, pulsating blue around you. You may not see it, but you'll sense that there is a really energy of the Spirit of God, the life of God flowing on you and around you. And you shall walk, and you shall know that God is guiding you, that God is not going to allow the enemy to steal, because you are blood bought. You are his property. And every step you take, my daughter, it shall be a step ordered by me, and I shall be in that step, and you shall be a blessed woman, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you for the impartation into his sister in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord. I thank you and I for the impartation, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. God's glory is in this place. Amen? Amen. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, give the Lord a clap offering here tonight. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Jesus. Thank you for the gifts, Lord. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for your suffering, Jesus. Thank you for your death and your resurrection. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the understanding of water baptism. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that the Holy Spirit is going to take from you, Jesus, and declare to us, Lord. We are alive with your love. We are alive with your anointing. We are alive with your gifts and your fruits. We are alive with the name of Jesus. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that everybody is in this place. Your presence is going to be in their homes. It's going to be in their bed, around their bed. We just give you praise, and peace is going to come, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the for the healing of minds, Lord, and emotions, Lord, and mind battles, Lord. That the peace of God is to stop the storm. It has stopped the storm in the minds tonight in Jesus' name. We exalt and lift you up, and we thank you, Jesus, for saving us. We thank you for writing our names down in heaven, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have dealt with our sin, Lord. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, we're just going to confess that, Lord. We are blood-bought, cleansed. You have seen us washed in your blood, Lord Jesus. You have seen us washed in your blood, Jesus. And how we honor you tonight, Lord. You are our witness, Lord Jesus Christ. And we give you praise and honor and glory. And everybody said, Amen. Hallelujah.